Okay, it's ready and recording.
Okay, so who's do you guys hear on my lifeline Thursday?
Me and Mars listened to last times.
Okay, I think Matt did also.
Yeah, I listened.
So we're up to Tulsa, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the question is, okay, so I guess we'll do Tulsa. So the big question tomorrow is, who has the Dubitica comments? The renter, the landlord, or the tenant? Okay, the landlord or the tenant. And Rashi explained that you say that since the chametz belongs to the landlord, therefore the chametz is the landlord has to do it. But you say no, that since the house belongs to the rented by the tenants, therefore the tenant has to do it. And that's what he explained there, which we explained because the chametz is, there's two ways to look at it. One way is that if you own chametz, it's not sufficient just to do bitzel, but you have to actually get rid of it. And actually search it out and get rid of it. In which case, it would be on the owner of chametz. Or the other way to formulate the chametz is that you must ensure that your home is chametz free on Pesach. In which case, it's going to be on the tenant. Okay. So the Gemara's basic final resolution was that the obligation is really is on the renter. It's on the renter, it's on the tenant, provided that he quietly got the keys to the place before the 14th began. Because then when the chiv fell, so it falls upon the tenant. But if the chiv already fell upon the landlord and they moved the beginning of the 14th, so then it stays on the landlord. Okay. So the way we were learning, though, I guess the question of our Gemara was talking about where it was rented on prior to the 14th. That was the whole question. Okay, so the Tosa says, this is our Tosa Talanoff, the Saka, and our Mosque here, Lebdev. He says, the crazy day, Ain the fire shatam, kiven the shalohu, vein adam yachal avato. Hello, Kvay, look up. Don't say, that it means, since it's your chas, since it's the landlord's chametz, and he's not allowed, or he's not able to do a bittul, rather he's chayev to do bedika. Right? And that's basically the way we're learning, is that the reason why the landlord would be chayev is because he's the owner of the chametz. He says, don't say that. Don't say that. The name Cana, I not get maskil of Haver be a dollar, that he'll be a gimli chayev, a maskil. I kind of looked up. He says, because if that's the case, then even if the rental took place before the 14th, let's say the 13th or the 12th, whatever, so then the chametz would belong to the owner, right, to the landlord, and he'd be obligated to check. So why does the Gemara choose a case where you're renting it on the 14th? Right? Why does it simply choose a case where you're renting it on the 14th? Okay? Says the case of the Gemara is when you rent the house on the 14th, right? So. So why is it? So the question is, what does it mean when it says if you rent the house on the 14th? Like, how's Rashi going to explain this? Like, what are we talking about? According to Rashi. I think it's important to figure out what's Rashi even say to that. I mean, according to what we're learning Rashi, the case would have to be where you rent it prior to the 14th. Right? So why does the Mishnah say that's the question? The question has nothing to do with the 14th. On the contrary, it's seemingly that it's where you rent it prior to the 14th. And then the question is, who is the Chiyuv Michal upon? But if you look at the way the Gemara raised the question, it says where you rent it on the 14th. On the 14th. Okay, did I follow the question?
So you're saying,
question on Rashi?
Rabbi, you're saying that the Tosfot is asking a textual question on Rashi, how he explains the text of on the 14th.
Right, textual question.
Okay.
How he explains it, because it says he read it on the 14th. So Rashi's saying is that the question is, is where you, who the Chiyus Galachon is, should really be if you enter before the 14th.
Right, Peter?
Yeah.
So according to the way we were learning the Rashi, like, what would we say about the case where he actually rents it on the 14th? Or is Rashi just, like, unclear about that?
If when? If he rented it when?
On the
so 14th. We're saying that the way we're learning the Rashi, it seems that, the case he's dealing with is where the guy rents it before the 14th, right?
It's hard for me to hear you. There's, like, a little bit of an echo. Do you hear that? Do you hear that also?
Yeah, so I guess if you want, I can relay the question.
Okay, yeah, do that. I can hear you better.
Yeah, so Matt is asking how we were understanding the Rashi initially for what he would say about on the 14th, because we were saying that prior to the 14th it would be
right.
On the owner, but what we would say about on the 14th.
Right. I mean, I would have thought. I mean, before I realized the Tosis, I would think that if it's already on the 14th, the chiyuv already is fell upon the owner. I mean, upon the owner, and if he has to do it. Which seems to be, the question is when it's, I mean, this is what I learned at first, is who does the chiyuv fall devolve upon in the first place? But I'll show you something, I mean, I would have thought that way. But I mean, I'll show you, the case of the 14th, let me show you, for instance, the way that Ron explains, what does it mean? Because the Mishnah, the Vaisa says if you rent it on the 14th. Right? But the way the Ron interprets that is he says it doesn't mean you rent it on the 14th. Because the question is if you rent it on the 14th, if it means that you rented it on the 14th, then what does it mean you gave him the keys beforehand? Like, what's he even talking about? If you rent it, the case is where you're actually doing it on the 14th. But the way the Ron says is that he's learned that it means on the 14th, he means a litzora, you know it. It means for the purposes of the 14th, and from there onwards. In other words, it means the lease date starts from the 14th, as the 14th enters. It means it's a lease which begins on the 14th, on Erev Pesach. So there's a simultaneous. It means the lease begins, that's what I think it means, on the 14th. It doesn't mean that you make the deal, you sign the thing, or you give the money on the 14th, but it means that's the term of lease, that the lease is going to begin on the 14th, as the 14th enters. Therefore, if the chiyuv is the chiyuv of the 14th, so it's going to be chal upon, I mean, on the 14th, he's the renter, but it's not the guy's comments. You know, I mean, I think that's how Rashi is going to learn. It means the lease begins is on the 14th. It begins with the 14th. And then Tosis is asking, so why does it have to choose a case where it begins specifically on the 14th? Why not choose even Gordier? Why not choose a case where it begins on the 13th? Who really cares? You know, but I don't think Rashi's going to learn that it means. I mean, maybe Tosin will learn that way, but I think Rashi will learn it doesn't mean where you're beginning the lease in the middle of the 14th. I think it means you rent it on the 14th means that the rental begins with the 14th. Like, there's a date of the real lease, and it begins. Well, whatever, the beginning as, you know, whatever it is, as the 14th of fall, at least we get. Do you follow me? But still, yeah. The question is, why does that, well, how is Rashi going to explain? Can we just give a shot answer? Why, according to Rashi, is it that he's doing in the 14th? Why not say the 13th? Why is the case specifically chosen that it begins with the 14th? Does anyone have an idea? Are they not following me? Okay. So I just think on a shot level, you could just say is that, see, if you rented the thing before the 14th, let's say you rented it on the 12th, or the 10th. So then from the 10th until the 15th, then the tenant is going to be bringing his chametz into the place. Right? He's going to be eating in the place, and he's going to bring his chametz. So then, it's like you can't really say that the chametz is going to be exclusively of the landlord. So then the tenant's also going to have chametz there. So then I would say definitely the thing would be called the tenant. Okay, because he has his chametz there also, and he's living there. Both pieces were specifically where the lease begins is on the 14th. So now all the chametz which is there is the landlord's. But yet the control of the house is of the tenant. So that's really the split case. So it chooses a case where it's like an absolute split. And then we want to know then what happens. When it's an absolute split, that's the better question. But it could be, you could argue, even if you would tell me that in this case the landlords are going to be chayiv, you could still say that if the tenant has it for a few days before Pesach and brings his chametz there, then maybe the tenant would be chayiv. It's just in the case where the tenant has no chametz in there. Then we want to know, so is he still going to be chayiv? This is his house and he's living there, or do you say no, that the landlord is going to be chayiv? And then my answer is, even if he doesn't have any chametz in there, still the tenant's going to be chayav.
So Rashi is trying to bring up, I guess, a limiting case then.
Yeah, exactly. It's a limiting case. And it's a chiddush. It turns out that's really a chiddush. That even though he rented it, even though the landlord's tenant has zero chametz there, if you got the keys before the chibos now. But in the chalami, I mean, if you rented it on the 13th also, but it chooses the case, the limiting case. It shows a case which clearly exhibits the question. It's based upon ownership of the chalami, which is entirely to the landlord, or is it based on the living in the place, which is entirely to the tenant? Good? Okay, but Tosus apparently, we'll see what Tosus learns, but Tosus doesn't learn. I mean, I guess Tosus is saying is it doesn't have to choose it. Because the Rashi question doesn't have to be. I mean, 14th is in a certain sense accidental. Really, it's a question. You have a renter and a tenant. You know, a landlord and a tenant. So he's saying on Rashi is why does it have to specifically choose this case that it exactly rented on the 14th? He wants to learn the 14th as a more essential role. But the Rashi really could have asked the kids who answered it earlier. Could have asked the same kind of question. It's just this is the best case. Tosus doesn't like that. Tosus has a different shot. Okay, so it says, L'chach Mepharis Re, the Chanira Dideyu, that the Chavit belongs to the landlord, L'chawa L'chiv V'dika Shah Akas Kodav Shehzlira, and the Chiv Chivadika fell upon him the moment before he rented it. So I guess the Chivadika was fell upon the landlord, and then he rented it, so he's still chayav. Right? It might be right in mezuzah, the hafi the chachiv called him shehesvir, and he's going through from mezuzah that even though the chiv fell before he rented it, like you own my house, you have to go to mezuzah, and then you rent it. So I was so caught in the Google, the Chiyah transfers to the tenant. So to hear, even though the Chiyah fell upon the landlord at the moment of 14th entered, still will transfer to the tenant once the tenant takes possession. The Dachi didn't do it, but the Gemara rejects it. No, this is the reason why it transfers, because that's based upon the dweller. Kolomar, if you will blow him off, Kira, Yachali, Polister, Mrs. Ashley, Adar, Mishash, right? Even if the tenant, he only receives the transfer, even if the guy simply doesn't live there anymore, he's not going to be chayav put up to the zuzah. The zuzah is totally a function of who's living there. Even if you don't rent it to somebody, the chayav was called upon you, and you can ask the bedikah. The only question is now, will it transfer or will it not transfer? We don't know. According to Tosfos, the Gemara is asking, really, will the chiyuv transfer? Definitely the chiyuv kind of falls upon. The case of Quintos is where you really rent out. It's rented really on the 13th. But they got rented it earlier on the 13th or whatever, so then definitely would be on the, tenant. Talking about where you rent it specifically on the 14th after the thief already fell on the landlord. The question is, do you say the thief will transfer? Or you say no, that is fixed. It is fixed. And then my answer is no, that it, it's fixed, doesn't transfer. Right? Is this how you guys learned the Tosas? Is there a question on the chat?
Wait, if it's
right there.
What's that?
You catch question, Hal.
Oh, go ahead. Mine was just a clarification.
Okay. I was going to ask, so according to both of Tosfos possibilities, isn't both of them he's learning that it's like essentially like the guy is high up to do it to his chametz and it's not really on the house? The question is just like whether that thief on the guy transfers? Do you remember our original distinction when we defined, like, Rashi's, how Rashi's understanding the question of the Gemara? Isn't Tosafos learning that it's all within one of those? Or
assuming
just clarification.
Assuming the side that in the case of...
Assuming that it's on the guy.
The case that the thief would be chal upon
on a guy to remove his chametz, right?
Assuming that if you rent it beforehand, it would be chal upon the tenant, so the guy who has control has the house. What he's saying is that he rented it prior to the 14th. But once the thief already fell upon the landlord, the question is now will it transfer to the tenant or not? Am I answering your question, Matt?
Sort of. I was saying that, like, when we originally looked at the Rashi, we said that you could either learn Bedikas Chametz as, like, it's a thief on the guy, and then he has, like, a guy to remove all his chametz.
Right, the guy who
owns, on the house.
The guy who owns the chametz, he has to remove
right.
it. He has to get rid of it.
Right, so...
The other side was it's on the house, so the house has to be chametz free.
Right, so my... it's just like a clarification, but, like, I guess Tosafos is learning is assuming that it's on the owner of the chametz, and now the question is
Isn't he the opposite? He's assuming
it's
that
on,
he meant it to be for the 14th, so then the thief is going to be on the tenant. That means it's on the guy who's living in the house, not on the owner of the chametz.
I see. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In difficulty in Tosfos, I mean, I don't know if this is our difficulty or what we have to explain, but Tosfos realizes that it's not really, the Gemara doesn't sound like it's asking this. It's the Gemara in explaining why the landlord would be chayev. The real reason why the landlord would be chayev, according to Tosfos, is because since the chayev is already chal, it doesn't transfer. Right? And the Gemara in explaining that, he says, the chamira didei who? Because the chametz is his. But it's not really because the chametz is his. It's because it was his house. I mean, really, it's based upon whose house it is, not whose chametz it is. It's just that it was his chametz, it was his house, and it fell upon him, and therefore it's not going to transfer. Right? I mean, it's a little bit difficult in the law school, because it's not really based on ownership of the chametz. It's really saying it's based on the house. Because if he rented it on the 13th, and it definitely would go on the tenant, even though the landlord owned the chametz. So that's what tells us has to squeeze in there. He knows he's squeezing, I think. He says, what does it mean? The chametz fell upon him a moment before it erected him. This tells us all I'm asking. So I think that's what the difficulty here is that, I mean, it's a difficulty. I mean, maybe we can explain it. I don't think that should be a primary thing. But I mean, it is a little bit difficult, is how he squeezes that into what the Gemara is saying. But I think for now, we should define what the Machloka is, the Ibaya, according to Tosfos. So within Tosfos, he's assuming that if you rent the house, the lease starts before the 14th, so the thief is definitely going to be on the rent, on the tenant. The question is, if you rent it, prior to this. You ended on after the 14th already set in. So the chiyuv already fell upon the landlord. The question is, now you rent it to the tenant, will the tenant, will the chiyuv transfer to the tenant, or the chiyuv will remain?
And the Tosfot says that it won't transfer? Tosfot says it won't transfer?
Well, that's the Yibaya. Will it or will it not?
Oh, okay.
Now she was saying it's canceled that it doesn't transfer. It does not. What Tosfot is saying is that's the very question of the Gemara. Does the Chiv transfer or does the Chiv not transfer? All right. Well, we didn't Tosfot. Do you guys hear me fly over the noise in the background? Is that distracting? Are you okay?
Yeah, I can hear.
No, I don't hear the noise.
Yeah.
That?
Myra said he doesn't hear any noise.
He doesn't hear any noise. Okay, Matt, can you also, I assume?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, they're both good.
Hey, Matt and Marston, yes, question mark? Did someone say something or no?
No.
Okay. Does anyone have a spare? Alright, so the question is, if you follow the question, if it's part to be rented, the sleeve already fell on the landlord on the 14th, and then he rents it afterwards. Does it transfer to the tenant or sticks on the... he's explaining that slide. He's going to that slide, which is, yeah, but that's in the context of the Gemara, so that's one slide of the Gemara. But the question of the Gemara is, does the transfer or does it not change? That was the one we read last time. I'm not sure if I saw the other author. That's the one in the line of bias. Is learning literally. It means you rent it on the 14th. So who does the transfer, does it not? I mean, the Rashi is a little tricky because it means with the beginning of the 14th, but it didn't really have to be on the 14th. It could have been beforehand. And that's what it doesn't like. You're saying it sounds like the case is you rent it on the 14th after the Seba is already called. And that's what it's asking. Does it transfer, does it not? So what side is easier? I mean, what would you think? It should or should not transfer? Well, what side is easier and which side needs explanation?
I mean, it seems... I guess it would make sense for it to transfer. If he's receiving all other rights to the residence, then why not the right for the mitzvah as well?
Okay. Okay, anyone else?
Yeah.
What's that?
Mara said yeah.
Mara said yeah. Okay. Okay, so I guess this is a kind of a, you know, like an intuitive kind of question. But, I mean, at first sight, I would say the opposite. But again, it doesn't mean it's wrong. I mean, this is the very question. So, I mean, it's a matter of preference. But I would think that in general, I mean, if the chiyuv is chal, the chiyuv is chal. And so Yudal came along and obligated him to do the chiyuv. So that's it. Now I'm chai to do the chiyuv. Now, the way you fulfill your obligation is by doing the chiyuv. Now, the chiyuv which transfers, it sounds like a funny kind of a thing. How does the chiyuv just transfer? If you did it, the way you do your chiv is a chiv. You're obligated. The chiv came about. How do you just transfer your chiv to somebody else? And to me, that sounds funny. I mean, it's true you transfer rights of usage of the place, but a chiv is a chiv. It's a mitzvah. And you can't, like, sell your mitzvah. So, yeah, I understand before it's chal, so it'll be chal while it's living there. But once the chiv is chal, it seems to me is that it should lock in.
Right.
So I think that's what you have to explain is how, you know, well, there's a certain sense to it, but how do you say that it could transfer? And then once you do that, why wouldn't it transfer, you know?
Do we have to say that the mitzvah itself is transferring? It seems like we don't have to say that. They both have the same mitzvah. It's just once the dira comes into the hands of the tenant, then he has to clean it.
Yeah, but why don't you say that the chiyuv already tied up the chiyuv to do it? How does that chiyuv go away? I mean, the mafkir is allowed to walk away and does not do anything.
Right.
Anything like your logic, they should both be chayiv.
No, yeah, I hear that.
But you may be onto something. I think you just have to
right there?
Yeah.
Hello? Do you hear me or? Hello?
Got it, can you?
Yeah, do you hear me?
What's that?
Rabbi, can you hear me?
I don't think you could hear me.
Oh. Let me see if I go off the my speakerphone and it'll make a little bit better. Hello?
Hello?
Try again?
Any better? Is it any better, or?
Yeah, I think so.
Should I say something, or?
Yeah, you can try to say it. I can't hear you, I'll end up with you, but I think I can hear you.
Okay, so I guess Vedikas Chametz is when, like, a guy searches out his house.
Right.
So, like, there's a person involved and there's a house involved. So you could, like, question how exactly the halakha was formulated, you know? Like, the way it could have, one way it could have been formulated was that, like, basically, like, a house is chayav in bedika, and the guy who does it is, like, the guy who owns the house, you know? And another way it could be formulated is that, like, a person is chayav in bedika, but how is it done? It's done through a house. So, like, for instance, like, I guess the difference is that, like, one way, like, a homeless person is not chayav at all in bedika. If you say that it's, like, on the house, but if you say the reverse way, that it's basically on the person, just the way it has to be done is through a house, and intrinsically he really is chayav, but, like, he just can't do it because he doesn't have a house. So like, could be that that's kind of the question here, because if you say that the house requires it, anything I should have this worked out. Yeah. So if you say that the renter has to do it as soon as he takes possession of it, actually that's easier to look at through the landlord. So when the landlord sells it to the renter, now it turns out that the house is no longer his. So, like, if you say that the chiyuv is on the landlord himself, but now he has, the way he does it is through his house. Now the house isn't his. You know what I mean? But if you say that, like, it's on the house itself, then once the chiyuv becomes chal upon him on the 14th, then now he has to do it upon this house. But if you say it's essentially on the guy, and just the way he does it is through what is his house right now, then when he sells it to the renter, and it's no longer really his house, and the chiyuv just transfers to whatever new house he's on, you know?
Right.
And now that the chiyuv is on the renter, he does it through whatever his house is right now, which is now the landlord's old house, which he just sold to the renter.
Right. I think it's a little difficult. I don't know if to say that there's like a clear on a person to do because something to without a house, so to speak. Like, I mean, just like every person's life to do because something, it's just that you don't have a house and you just can't do it. So it seems to be the whole clear that it's upon a house, it's only a house. You know what I mean?
I guess, but...
Well, only Hamid. Yeah, that's kind of, that's one problem I have with it. There's something else that's bothering me also. Give me a second. It's like a little funny, like chayav him because chametz, and he's looking for a house, and then a little chance, like, you could still, even if you say it's on the gavur, you could say it locks in this house, and now it's going to stick there. You know, once the yitzhak locks into this house.
I don't know why it would lock into this house, though. Seems like it's locked into him, and then he has to do it through whatever house he has available to him. And so if he's moving from house one to house two, then he does it on house two. But if you say it's the bias itself, he's trying to do it on a house, on his house.
If he has two houses, he's also chayav.
What?
If he has two houses, he's trying to do it on both of them, right?
Sure, yeah. But it's not his house once he sells it.
Okay, if you say that it's chayav on the house, then why do you say that it's going to transfer, that it won't transfer?
No, then it will transfer if it's chayav on the house.
Oh, it will transfer if it's chayav on the house?
Right. It won't transfer. Because if the house is chayav of the guy in Bedika, then once the 14th comes along and now his house is chayav, he's got to do it on his house. There's nothing... It's the house itself which is making him chayav. And this new guy that comes in, it wasn't his house on the 14th, so he's never chayav from this house.
Yeah. Okay, I'm thinking something which may sound like the opposite of what you're saying, but I think it's, it might just be in form, it's the opposite, but it certainly is not something to come with what you're saying. But I think it's maybe a little clearer.
Okay.
Yeah, you say, and then you'll tell me what you think. Or we could read the sky. Does anyone else have a different thought? Okay, something like this. Let's say you have a guy named John Doe, and he owns a house. Okay? And on the 14th, he becomes obligated into the Mudika, right? Do you say that the Chiyuv is on John Doe? Why him? Why not someone else? Oh, because he owns the house. It's his house. What do you say? No. The Chiyuv is on the Baal HaBayis, the owner of the house, to do Zika. A house obligates the position of Baal HaBayis to do it. Now, John Doe happens to be the Baal HaBayis, but the Chiyuv is on the position of Baal HaBayis.
Whatever you say, it's like a personal thing. It's all on the position of all of it.
where that's a cause why it's not upon him, but the mitzvah is on an individual. You guys following me?
I think so.
I wasn't too good at this.
So you're saying the bayit either obligates the gavra personally or obligates the position of baal bayit.
Right.
And depending on which one, it's either going to always be the maskir or it can also be the tenant.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Right. Personally, it can't become the person. It's not personal. If it's on the position, so then the position changes. Matt, how you doing?
All right. That's better.
Better, right?
Yeah.
It's similar, but I think it's just I'm staying a little clearer, huh?
Right. A little similar, but yeah. Definitely clear.
Perhaps, I'm not sure about this, but perhaps the way Tosos can explain the lesson of the Gemara, or just a little bit, is that the emphasis is on, like, on Nira's Dideh, though. Like, Dideh means it's his coming. That the reason why it'll be on the mosque is because it's his coming. Like, him as a person. Now, why him as a person? Well, because it was his coming. But it's Dideh. The thing is on him. What you say that is because on the Yisur Rishu say means that it's a Zohar because it's in your Rishu. And it's simply an obligation to the Rishu. The house obligates the owner of the house. So whoever's the Rishu, so whoever's the house is in. So if you're there, it's in your house, But if you say Chomer Tiktei, means that since it's your Chomer, it now becomes on you. And therefore it sticks on you. It could be an emphasis in sausages on the word Tiktei. Like his, personally. Perhaps. Still not that smooth, but... Okay? So he tries to bring a proof, that those are going, tries to bring a proof from the Zuzah. Because you see, from the Zuzah, you can argue the same thing. The Zuzah is really a thing on the Mahamayas. It's on the Mahamayas or the house. Yeah, when you move and when you rent your place to someone else, then it's transferred. So you see precedent that when you have a chiyuv on the house, it doesn't fall upon the personal owner of the house. Rather, it falls upon the position of all hayyus. And you see that it does transfer because when a new guy becomes all hayyus, and you have a chiyuv. You see, when you have a chiyuv which sets itself up on a hayyus, And then there's a triduclium on the sukkah because he's dwelling there. So then as long as it's transferring, that's just an idea. The nature of the zuzah is a chiyuv on the, is not a chiyuv on the bias, or the mala bias. So it's nothing to do with it. It's purely a sin in dwelling. The mitzvah of dwelling must be qualified. But by the chametz, it's not true. It's nothing to do with dwelling. You see, if you have a house, whether you dwell there or you don't dwell there, you chayav to the chiyuv remains, even if you move out of your house. If you have chametz in the house, even if you move out, you still chayav. The only question is, will it transfer? Transfer is only if you posit an idea of a chiyuv on the abstract entity called Malhayat. But we don't know whether such a thing exists. Or the Gemara says, you can't prove anything from the Zohar. And the Gemara is answering, no, that there is no such thing. Chiyuv is called an individual guy. And therefore, if you gave him the chiyuv, if the 14th king of the mosque here was still owned it, then the chiyuv is on here and it won't transfer. It attaches to him personally. That's also part of the bar. Good?
Is that a question? I think we're good.
Okay. Okay, so let's do this for the next thing I want to do for, I guess, for tomorrow is this, the next stuff. Okay. And basically, it's on the end of the Gemara. There's another machlok between Rashi and Tosfos. So the question is, the Gemara concludes that it goes by the keys. You give over the keys. If you give over the keys before the 14th, right, so then the tenant takes possession before the 14th, then the thief is on him. If you transfer the keys after the 14th, then it's too late. The thief already fell upon the landlord. The question is, why keys? What keys have anything to do with it? So Rashi said, who kinyan athira? That's the kinyan for the rental. Okay, that's the kinyan for the rental. That's the kinyan for the rental. Okay? So Tosa says, he doesn't like it. He says, it's not true. Not true. Keys, what are the keys? Kinyan for rental. He says, the Tosa says, he should also say, there's Rashi, the seal says, of comment. They know the rate. Definitely when you buy a house, the keys don't work. but Rashi seems to be positing that for renting out the Dosmer. The question is, why does Rashi hold that? Let's not look at Rashi and Dosmer. So now that Rashi can answer, it seems like the mission is against them. Okay, that's one thing. So the problem is, Rashi, the reason why Rashi says it is very clear, because the Gemara is saying that it's contingent upon when you transfer the keys. So who cares about the keys? These keys are going to give you. So that's what we have to deal with. Why is our Gemara making contingent upon the keys? It doesn't mean he made a kenyan. It simply means he transferred the keys. But the person who's holding the keys on 14 cars is tied to the deacon. The person who doesn't have the keys, how is he supposed to answer? Is he checking? Right? He's saying it's not a matter. Really, it isn't a kenyan. But he's saying it's only those kenyan. And as soon as he's holding the keys on 14 cars, it's the one who's holding the keys is the one who is able to answer. The other guy isn't able to answer. It sounds like a practice thing, but why can't you say from the kidney to kidney when you just say, look, I have a kidney. That's funny. He's saying it doesn't go by the actual kidney, but it goes by who has the kidney. So he says, look also for a little meat, and if you don't want to pick place, so I'm not there. So let's say I lend you my keys. I store my keys by you. I go away. I say, hey, can you hold on to my keys for today? So according to this logic, he'll say that listen, I, the owner, shouldn't be hired, because how am I supposed to get in? Let him do it. He's the one who has the keys. He's in the rest of the even though you don't hire the nip till the boat comes. And then you don't say the guy who's holding the keys is going to have to chew the decom. Now, it's not looking at your hotel house, the base of Okinosa. It's only when you're holding the keys because you want to buy that. You're holding the keys and you're going to do the keys. But otherwise, holding the keys doesn't work. Which is funny, I'm honest. If you're telling me that it's because you're holding the keys and you're the one who has the ability to go into the house and another guy doesn't, and who cares whether you're, what you are going to do in the future or you're not going to do in the future? Then who cares that you're holding the keys? Holding the keys, and it's not a stuff. Let's go by you get the kid. You just go by holding the keys. It's like a funny fat life, let's say. That really, the kid is, the kid goes by who's holding the keys. But only in this case where you're in the middle of buying it. You're not buying it, but if you're into the Kenyan, then what is this to have? So we have to explain that. And we have to explain that. That's my focus, I guess, also, between Rashi and Tosfos. I mean, Rashi tells the Rashi thing, it goes purely by the keys, because keys are Kenyan. Tosfos' family doesn't care about Kenyan. It doesn't go by Kenyan. It goes by having the keys. Which is, what's the sense within Tosfos? Okay, is the fact clear? Is there a question?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay, I mean, a little bit of Tosfos, but basically that's what we're going to be doing. I mean, if you follow 100%, so everything's there in Tosfos. Okay, it should be pretty clear. Not so complicated, in fact. Okay, so I guess hopefully we'll continue this tomorrow. Okay, and if you do this, I don't know how long it's going to take, but there's also, Ryan on this also, he learns a little differently about the keys thing. It's on the keys thing. But it's the run, it's on the, I'm not sure if we can get to tomorrow or the day after that. It's the run on, yeah. It's a short run, actually. It's on the Baal of the days in the run. I'm asking why it's a Havir of Yadalus. It's a short few lines, I'm asking. It's a Dira Masa, I'm asking.
Okay.
So if you get the first one, actually, there's one further down on the page, but you got that one. Yeah, so I don't know. Okay, any questions? Okay, so you guys will be able to send out the share to everybody?
Yeah.
Now, is that cool?
Yeah, if it worked, I should definitely be able to send it out. I should be able to send it out.
Okay, great, thank you. Let me know if there's a problem.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Okay, thank you.